A Southern California court case might rewrite water rights for all of the state. A court of appeals ruled that an agricultural landowner's rights to water are, in plain terms, less than true water rights. That case involves an El Centro farmer who claims that the Imperial Irrigation District prevented him from getting the water he says he has the rights to make use of for irrigation. Sean Hood, who is an attorney for Fettermore Craig, tells us more.
The Court of Appeals essentially disagreed with almost every aspect of what the trial court determined. The Court of Appeals determined that the farmers do not have water rights at all. So this is a major development for agricultural water users throughout California, particularly those that receive water from any sort of a district, and in particular, any sort of a district that is a federal project. I think you'll see arguments made that this reasoning applies to some of these other districts as well, and that can apply certainly in the Central Valleys. And so what the determination was is that the Imperial Irrigation District holds the water rights. The farmers and the other water users who are delivered water by the district only have a right to water service. But that right to water service is much different than a traditional water right because it does not entitle, according to the Court of Appeals, it does not entitle these farmers to a particular quantity of water. And so, in essence, what the court determined is you get your delivered water. You have a right to that. It's a constitutionally protected right. But you do not have a traditional water right that entitles you to a certain amount of water under a priority system. And so you've got longstanding agricultural water uses that may be curtailed before much newer uses for other things like municipal uses, environmental water uses, and so forth. So in essence, the major importance of this decision is these farmers who probably reasonably believe that they had senior water rights that were insulated from curtailment during times of shortage relative to more junior uses, they've been told by the Court of Appeals no, and in fact, your district has the discretion to develop a plan that says who gets curtailed when, and it is not on the basis of how old your use is, how senior your priority would be under a priority system. It turned everything around for these farmers who thought they had a very reliable supply, and in many respects, they probably still do. The Imperial Irrigation District receives a tremendous quantity of Colorado River water each year. And so it's not as though these farmers are going to lose their water supply overnight. But during years when there's not enough water, the Irrigation District has the right to develop a plan that says we're going to curtail uses following these protocols, and it can impact farmers potentially before it impacts others.
That's Sean Hood, who is an attorney with Fenimore Craig. Hood believes that the appeals court decision might impact other water districts throughout California and reshape how farmers plan for the future.